You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
If you're someone who likes to mull, you can now mull over whether you can only mull over things or whether you can also mull things.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Rebecca.
And I'm going to go ahead and just guess that we're probably not going to be talking about spices, as in mulling spices this morning.
Or mulled cider. Doesn't that sound good? But no, we're not. We're going to be talking about pondering. We're going to ponder together here. And the reason I'm pondering this is because one of my colleagues at the university has been thinking a lot about mulling, and therefore she emailed me to ask about mulling. She sent me this sentence from Politico. Trump administration officials are mulling an executive order that would instruct federal agencies to review low-income assistance programs. And what she was noticing was the use of mull there without over. The sentence says, officials are mulling an executive order. And she said, I need over. What are people doing mulling things now? How do you use this? Do you need over?
So if I'm speaking, if I'm talking about it, yeah, I would say mull things over.
I would too. Mulling things, I thought, I don't think I'd say that. I always mull over things. And I've been informally polling people at the university and everyone's like, mull things? No, you mull over things. This can make us fall into what linguists call the recency illusion, which is we've noticed this, therefore it must be new. Turns out it's not new. If you go back to look at the history of the verb mull, you discover that mull in the sense of ponder is not that old. It goes back to the late 19th century. In the Oxford English Dictionary, the first example of mulling over a problem is 1874. The first example of mulling something is 1873. In other words, they seem to happen right around the
same
time.
Yeah.
It's unclear where this use of mull comes from. Some people think it comes from to moisten or crumble. Some people think it comes from to mill. William Safire actually wrote about this issue in the New York Times Sunday Magazine in 1996. He also thought it can only be mull over, and this naked mull, that's what he called the naked mull, which would be mull without the over, he said this must be new. And Safire wrote to Frederick Misch, who was the editor at Merriam-Webster Dictionaries, and said, what's going on with this new naked mull? And Misch also said, I like mull over. But he went into his database and discovered that to mull over things and mull things were equally frequent.
That's really surprising.
I know. Then I went, you can find all these headlines with people mulling things. So here's one from 2016 from the BBC, the papers Mull, Brexit, and Boris. One from March of 2017. This is actually an NPR headline. Skeptics mull Trump wiretapping allegation. And then September of 2017, this is ESPN, NCAA to mull working group's proposal on immediate eligibility to athletes who transfer.
See, now when you say it that way, I know I have seen it because it saves space in a headline. You might say something like city council to mull new ordinance.
Exactly. And that's where we have to always question our intuitions when we say, oh, it's always mull over. And then we hear mull something and we say, oh, maybe I can do that. I think for a while I may still be mulling over things, but maybe I'll just mull them.
You've given us a lot to mull this weekend, Anne. Thanks so much.
Have a good one.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.